Mr. Thanksgiving, DJ Drama, my man Trendsetter Sense is actually on his way. He's at a Deion Sanders youth camp right now, speaking to the children.
Yes, sir.
Cannon, what's up?
Hey, Shay, what's up?
I think we got a first, man. We got a rapper that's like on time, like
first.
No, not even on time. Early.
You know,
he's here. He's in the building. He stays trippy, but he can't be that trippy if he's on time.
I think I can blame that on a couple things.
UCJ's here. What's up, man?
That's why I'm still in the game, man. I'm always on time with everything, man.
I was about to say that. That might have something to do with these 20 plus years career of yours. You youngsters out there need to take heed when they get here like 8:57 and they say they're gonna be here at 8:15, man. So I woke up this morning, I didn't even know you was gonna be in town. I saw a flyer you're performing tonight in Atlanta.
Yep.
Stay on the road, man.
Hey man, I'm trying to get a billion, man. You know what I'm saying?
I believe it.
I'm trying.
I believe it. Them M's look nice though.
Yeah, M's is definitely good, man.
But when you have a lot of M's, you wanna be.
Yep.
20 years worth of M's.
Yeah, a lot of long M's. Spending money from the 90s. What's good though, man? How you been?
Man, I'm great, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm great, man. Album come out August 27th. Stay trippy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that, man. Just doing a lot of promotions. You know what I'm saying? Been on the road, of course. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Meeting a lot of different chicks on the road as well.
Hey, do you ever think you're going to settle down?
Yeah. Of course, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, your life is like a movie. It's kind of tough.
I consider myself settled down right now.
Okay, all right. All right. Shout out to the missus. Now another thing I noticed too is you're very fashionable. Last time I seen you in Dallas, you were styling. And when you're on the road, is it tough? Cause it's tough for me. Like when I'm on the road and I gotta pack and unpack and all that shit, I don't do good with that. And I'm not buying clothes in every city I go to. So, can I get some tips?
I mean, that's what I do. Sometimes I just pack what I can pack. I don't like packing a bunch of stuff anyway.
Okay, so you, I just when you buy get some city stuff. When you buy.
Yeah, I just try to buy some stuff. Yeah,
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Where you coming from? Where were you at before Atlanta?
Man, we was in Houston. I did a show in Houston.
Okay.
Yep, and then today, and then I'm going to Ohio tomorrow.
Man. You're not on a tour, you're just doing spot dates at the moment?
Yeah, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Promotion for the album?
Oh, yes, sir, so, August 27th.
So the other day, the track listing leaked out.
Yep.
Or was put out. Great timing, I have it in front of me. The album, Stay Trippy, it looks crazy. You got a lot of features on here, of course. The homie Wiz is on here. Let me start off at the top. Now, the second song on the album is called "Smoke and Rollin'," featuring Pimp C.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
Is that a song that you already had in the stash, or is that a brand new record that you put together since Pimp's passing?
Yeah, brand new record, and I reached out to the estate, and they blessed me with another verse, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's love.
What was your relationship like with Pimp?
Man, me and Prim was like brothers, like family, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, we just talked about everything, man. He would come by the crib, we would just, you know.
Non-stop, because I know Pimp was going.
Yeah, non-stop, definitely. He was super turned up.
I would love to really have Pimp still in the game right now. Like,
oh, yeah, man.
I think a whole lot of shit would be different. Can you imagine Pimp on Instagram and Twitter and Vine?
Man, I don't even think he would do that, man.
Think by now Bun would have talked him into, come on, you got to get a Twitter.
I don't know. Pimp C, he wasn't like an internet type of guy.
At all.
Nah, he would go in, he would say his mind, speak his mind on records.
Definitely. You know, it's when he got out of jail, a lot of people were saying like, yo, you should do a mixtape. You know, at the time, you know, everybody was saying Gangsta Grills, do it, Gangsta Grills. And Pimp basically told me, like, look, I'm not about that mixtape life. I'm not giving away no free music. It's not gonna happen. If you want a mixtape, you gotta pay me. And you know, I wasn't with that. So, and I respected him, and he's the Pimp. So I heard him. And the interesting part about that too is, after me and Cannon got locked up for the big mixtape scandal, arrest and all the thing, Pimp was one of the first people to come to my aid, even with all that shit, you know, and him not fucking with the mixtape game. He was like, you know, you niggas turned y'all back on this man when he helped y'all out.
Yeah, no, he's real, man. He's like 1,000, you know what I'm saying? He keeps it 100, you know what I'm saying? He don't sugarcoat shit, and he speaks his mind. But he'll always be there, you know what I'm saying? That's
Absolutely.
What I liked about it, man. You know, he gave me an opinion on music and everything. We talked about everything, but he was always like real with it. And after that, we would just go get a drink. You know what I mean?
Pimp C's on the Stay Trippy album.
Yeah.
We just played the Bounce It, crate song, crazy. Going in the club, shout out to Train Wale. I see my man Wiz in the video, of course, too. Wiz is on the album.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is on the album.
Yeah.
That's a big record, and clearly not the first time y'all worked together. No. Hometown Love.
Yep. It's a dope record, man. Man, when people hear it, they're going to be like, oh, shit.
Is a record you had and you gave to Justin and said, this is what I want, this is what I, you know what I mean?
No, I was in the studio with Timbaland. We were just making music. We made like 3 records that night, and I was on my way out. He was like, yo, man, listen to this song. He was just playing some songs. Mm-hmm. Let me hear a song. He was like, yo, man, take that for your album. Crazy. I was like, what? He was like, yo, check that for your album. I was like, man, that's love, man, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to both of them, man, you know what I'm saying? They showed me a lot of love. The record's great. Timberland produced it. Justin's on the hook. It's insane, man.
I mean, it's
one of my favorites.
It's fair to say that when Justin was probably a kid, like 9 or 10, he was listening to 3-6 Mafia. Like, yeah. I was thinking that campaign movie, you know, when Will Ferrell tells his kids to put his headphones on and they listen to Ass and Titties. Like,
yeah.
Justin was in the.
No, yeah, he told me that.
He was
before.
In the Disney Club. Yeah, it's
he told
okay.
Me, he said he grew up listening to my mixtapes, you know, and stuff like that. So that was cool, man.
Imagine that.
He's from Memphis. He's from Memphis, too. You know?
Kissing on Britney and then listening to y'all mixtapes back in the day. Juicy J is here, man. I'm getting trippy in this bitch. 88 Shape 45 is the number if you want to talk to him. We're going to play a couple songs. I got some more shit to talk about. Let's do it. Ladies. Get it, Juicy J in the building.
Yeah.
Says they shooting.
They shoot. Yeah, I said, we're shooting shit up like a dolphin.
Shout out to Wiz Khalifa on this bitch. 88 Shape 45, you want to talk to Juicy? Holla at us, Don Cannon, Trent Center says DJ Drama.
Ladies only. Ladies. Call.
Ladies only.
Pussy only. Let's go.
What's next for you?
Man, right now, man, I'm working with Wiz on his album. You know what I'm saying? The Taylor Gang album.
Okay. Why you didn't jump on the tour with them?
Because I just did a tour with Wiz. So we're going to do another one. You know what I'm saying? We did the 2050 tour.
Okay.
So, you know, he did this quick under the influence. We're doing a few. He doing like, I think, 20, 30 dates.
Yeah.
Something real quick. And then, we definitely going to get back on the road, do some overseas shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Probably this fall, you know, we're talking about it right now. You know, either I might go on a road with 2 Chainz or a Big Sean. I mean, we got a lot of things in the working, you know what I'm saying? Maybe all of us will go on tour and just get this cash, man. You know what I'm saying? Go buy a fucking, you know what I'm saying, a huge ass boat somewhere. A vacation boat, you know what I mean?
What do you do on your off time when you go on vacation? Like, when does Juicy J?
Man, I really don't go on vacations. I'm going on vacation for the first time in probably years.
Okay.
And I'm gonna actually try to use this as a vacation, because when I go.
Where you going?
I'm going to Florida, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I thought you was going to say Central.
Nah, I'm just going to Florida. I'm with my family, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down to Florida and just, you know, my family, they don't go everywhere. They just go like certain places. They'd be like, I'm not going to fly over here.
Yeah, I know.
Me in Florida,
is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so mine only likes to go overseas. That's it.
Yeah, I understand. So, you know, this might be my first real vacation, because I never really just chill on vacation. I'm always working, recording a song. You know, if I'm on the beach, I'm writing a verse or something, you know?
Shout to Crazy Mike in the building, too. I see him in all the videos.
Yeah. Crazy Mike did some production on my album with me, of course, man. Me and Crazy Mike got a super production team going on right now, you know?
Shout my man Will, too, Taylor Gang.
Yes, sir.
That's the homie. Shout to Ty Dolla $ign.
Yes, Ty Dolla $ign is
congratulations to him. He's Taylor Gang now.
Yeah, he's making a lot of noise right now, man. He's incredible, man. Super dope songwriter, producer, everything, you know?
What do you think the next single off the album will be? Or have you even thought that far ahead?
Man, you know what? I don't really know, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let it be up to the people. You know, I'm going to throw a couple of records out there before the album drop. Give me some videos or something that I feel like, you know, that's super dope. I got this song called Smoke a Nigga with me and Wiz. And it's hard, man. So I'm going to throw like a couple of videos out there and see what happens, you know. But I'm going to let the people decide.
Juicy J, August 27th.
Yes.
Stay trippy.
Crazy.
It's Terminal East, Terminal East.
Terminal West.
Terminal West tonight. Terminal West, A-Town, if you're in the building. Where you at tomorrow?
I'm in Ohio, some part of Ohio. Where's that? Where?
Youngstown, Ohio.
Cash.
Yeah.
Just raking that. I'm bringing the bag, man. Santa Claus is here.
Get to it, man. Y'all, I appreciate you stopping through, man. It's all love.
I appreciate it too, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's always welcome arms, man. Congratulations on everything. Continued success.
Appreciate it, man.
Let's get trippy. 88 Shape 45. Let's get.